Good morning and welcome to the Just Ask podcast. My name is Tara Thompson. I'm a pharmacist. I'm here with the podcast and I'm here with my co-host and co-creator, Dr. Heather Quayle, who is a women's health nurse practitioner and a sexual assault nurse examiner. So we are so happy to have her. Oh, and a newly certified ASECT sexuality counselor. So congrats to Heather. And since we did this, since we're going to go on this tangent, she's also a new Ishwish fellow. So congrats to Heather. She is just so accomplished and just deserves every bit of it. But the whole reason we're here today, we have such an amazing guest. I cannot wait for Heather to introduce Dr. Lindsay Harper. But before we get started, I just want to go a little bit into the Just Ask podcast platform advocacy channel. Why are we even here? Why did we make this? So we saw the need that there were so many patients and providers out there scared to ask the questions about surrounding sexual medicine, both women's and men's sexual medicine. And so we just wanted to put this podcast out there to encourage people to just ask those questions that they might be embarrassed to or feel like there's a taboo surrounding it. So some of our initiatives when we made this was to promote the understanding and advocacy of conversation surrounding sexual health, wellness, and dysfunction by utilizing multidisciplinary experts. So you guys know every month we bring a new expert on in a different area of sexual medicine, and just to give us perspective and let patients know, let listeners know how to ask, how to talk, not to be afraid of that. Including medical, pharmacy, pelvic floor, counseling, therapy, all of the everything surrounding it takes a team, it takes a tribe to do sexual medicine. And so that's why we're here to talk to you about that. We also debunk myths and taboos surrounding sexual dysfunction and other intimate topics, and always, always, always providing a safe and confidential space for conversation. You can ask questions anonymously. You can ask them out loud. It is completely up to you as the listener, but we want you to know that it is a confidential space and you are safe here. So without further ado, I'll give it over to Heather. I just can't wait to get to our speaker. So if y'all want to hear more about our initiatives, mission, and visions, please go find us on Facebook, Instagram, and at our podcast channels, and you can look up those exact points. So without further ado, Heather, take it away.
Hi, everyone. Good morning. Thank you, Tara, my esteemed colleague, one of my closest friends. I can just go on and on and on. So thank you for the kudos. You are amazing, and I couldn't do half of what I do without you and your support. So I kind of am going to tell you all about my amazing friend, colleague, and probably my girl crush. I'm going to call you my girl crush, Dr. Harper, because I just am so like smitten and empowered by all the things that you've done. I remember meeting her at an Ishwish conference and going and sitting on a red velvet couch the first time I met her after she put a little pamphlet under everybody's door about some awesome startup that she was doing. And I immediately sent a message and I'm like, I have to meet you. So we went and sat on this little red couch behind a thing that says something about low sex or low desire. So there was nothing more fitting or perfect to have the conversation. And she told me all about her amazing startup. So I have kind of been enamored with you since back in 2008, the first time I met you. So you are just amazing, kick-ass. I could just go on and on. So for our listeners, Dr. Lindsay Harper is an associate professor affiliated of OBGYN for Texas A&M College of Medicine. She is a fellow of the American Congress of Obstetrics and Gynecologists, as well as a fellow of the International Society for the Study of Women's Sexual Health. She currently practices an OBGYN hospitalist at Baylor Scott and White in Dallas, and as a sexual medicine specialist at Rosie Telehealth. She is the founder and the CEO of Rosie, which you're going to learn all about, a women's health technology company that connects women who have sexual health concerns with hope, community, and research-backed solutions. She's been named by Forbes Top 53 Women Disrupting Healthcare, People's Newspaper 20 Under 40, a top innovator in North Texas for 2020, and a DBJ Top Woman in Technology honoree. So you understand now why she's my girl crush, and welcome. I'm so excited to have you on here.
Oh my gosh, I'm going to listen to this episode over and over just because that was like the most like warm-hearted introduction I've ever had. Thank you so much. And congratulations on all your recent accomplishments, Heather. I didn't realize that.
That's amazing. Thank you very much.
Yes, well, I'm so happy to be here. And I was also really glad to hear about your initiatives. I feel like we're kind of like, I mean, as we've always known since we met, completely 100% on the same page, working towards the same goals. And so I'm thrilled to be here.
I'm so thrilled at what you're doing for women. And like I said, when that little pamphlet came under my hotel room, I'm like, oh my gosh, why is it taking this long? But thank God somebody amazing has done this. And thank God it's someone in medicine.
Thank you.
So I'm a huge startup person. I've done a bunch of startup, but I kind of want people to, let's kind of start off like, how did Rosie come to fruition? Where did this amazing concept come up with?
Well, thank you. I mean, I love to talk about my work, as I'm sure y'all do too. I treat Rosie as my fourth child, and she gets probably, my other children would say, maybe more attention than they do. But so thanks for the opportunity. So, you know, when I was an OBGYN in private practice, I love seeing patients. I love talking to women one-on-one. Like, that's my jam. But something that kept coming up was, you know, these sexual health concerns, low desire, orgasmic dysfunction, you know, trouble with arousal or partner problems. And this was just an area of my training that I felt was a huge just miss. I was like, I had a baby in residency. So I'm like, maybe I was out on maternity, like whenever we covered all these topics, you know, like definitely thought it was my deficit. And so I started asking around. I asked my partners, whom I love and are amazing doctors. I asked in some Facebook groups of women OBGYNs. I'm like, what does everyone do for these sexual health complaints? And I was not the only one who didn't know, is what I found out. I found out that there is just a lack of just baseline education in residency training, even for OBGYNs. And so then I'm like, wait a minute, urologists spend half of their time treating men's sexual dysfunction. We've got 26 FDA approved medications, right, for men's sexual dysfunction. Who is doing this for women? Exactly. And then I was like, who is? And then no one was answering. It was like crickets, you know? And I'm like, wait, this is baloney, right? And I could use stronger language if I weren't speaking in a public format. But I mean, I still can't believe that that's the case in 2018 or 2019, now 2021. And so I started to really dive into it. And I was like, where do I go? Like, how do I learn more about this? Surely someone cares. And so that's how I became introduced to ISWISH. And like, whenever I remember sitting in my first fall conference and being like, oh my God, like, this is it, you know,
this is it. Or like, I'm overwhelmed because this is the first time I'm hearing this. And how do all these people know all this?
Totally. And I felt like there was a whole other language. I'm like, I've never heard these words. I don't even know what's happening. Like, why is this so blatantly missing from my training? And so then, you know, it's just like, whenever you become passionate about something, it just like engulfs you. And so I'm like down the rabbit hole of like all the things, how are there so many evidence-based interventions? And number one, residents don't know them, attendings don't know them, and more importantly, patients don't know them, right? Like, women are suffering in isolation and shame and embarrassment because this information is not out there. And so that was really my impetus. It's like, how do we like powder keg this information and blow it up and get it to as many women as we know are suffering on a day-to-day basis, thinking they're the only people with these problems, and tell them they are not alone. There are resources for them to get help and create this, you know, really supportive and loving and evidence-based community around sexual health. So that's really where it all started, was in practice, no resources, needed resources, met ISWISH. And then my husband and I, who is a startup entrepreneur from like,
okay, that, yes.
Like he, yeah. So I was born to be, honestly, I feel like a physician, women's health advocate. He was born to be an entrepreneur, you know?
And Perfect match.
In this case, it has been fabulous. And so anyway, we were in the car and I'll never forget it. We were on like a long road trip and I was like, had this idea kind of mulling and I was like, bleh, and just like told him everything. You know, I was like, I've got this idea and da 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 da. And I've had a few ideas along the way. And he's always kind of been like, challenged me with some challenge questions. And I'm always like, oh yeah, you're right. Never mind. But this one, it was like, And like, it kind of all seemed like it should happen. And so that's kind of where it was born, on that car ride home from Arkansas, which is where we're from.
That is amazing. Amazing, amazing. So can you kind of tell our listeners a little bit about it? They've heard us mention Rosie, like, what is it? I'll be honest with you. It's the one thing when someone stops me in the middle of, I've finished if you're work primary care or something before I started my own practice, I'd be like, I need to go in another patient because we're insurance-based, but check out this app. It's called justrosie.com. Let's make another appointment like in a couple days. But you know, like, I just think it's amazing. So I want people to kind of know what this is.
Thank you so much. And that's exactly, you know, coming from the perspective of a physician or of a healthcare provider in a busy practice, I knew that we had this deficit, this educational deficit. And the other challenge that we have is our time, right? And a lot of people who aren't trained in sexual medicine, their offices are not set up in order to like do these types of visits. And so it's really meant to give, to empower physicians, nurse practitioners, pharmacists, whomever is kind of involved in this multidisciplinary team, which I love that y'all love that too, to give them sort of like an easy access, evidence-based recommendation, right? So to give the patient the resources she needs while also kind of giving the provider what they need, which is their time back and to feel like they're doing a good job for their patient. So I'm glad to hear you use it in that way, because that's how it was intended. But the original question is, what is Rosie? So Rosie is a mobile app that you can download on your Android or on your iPhone. And it was really set up in the same way that y'all have conceptualized the podcast, which is to bring all of these multidisciplinary resources together and answer a lot of questions, connect people to resources that exist. And so you'll find things like a library of educational videos, and they're curated based on kind of what's going on in your life. So for example, if you're postpartum and having sexual pain, you would get different content than if you're menopausal and having and have a partner with sexual dysfunction. So that's all kind of curated. And then there's also some self-help classes that we've created on specific topics like cancer and sexuality, sexual trauma, sexual pain, religion and sexuality, which is one of my favorites.
Amazing.
It's so fascinating to me. I'm like, oh, I need a PhD in religion and sexual studies or something. I'm like, never
every
quit
time
learning.
You post a new class, I'm like, oh, let me go put it in my thing so that I don't forget to listen
you.
To it.
Yes. And the most recent one actually for January was orgasmic dysfunction. And then February we did one with a sex therapist on body acceptance. So all of these things come from our patients or from our users. Actually, it's like people will write in and be like, well, what about this? And what about this? I'm like, well, that's brilliant. Like, let's do that next, you know? And so it makes our job exceedingly like fun and fascinating and easy because we're just kind of putting these resources into bringing them to life based on what our users need. And so happy to be able to connect with people around the country who are specially trained in these areas. Another evidence-based part of Rosie is erotica, which actually like users love, and we've seen a ton of benefit on the efficacy side actually from erotica. And then we also have telehealth in Texas, which we're working to kind of expand that in a few different ways. So we're really all about creating this safe place so women can find answers and sort of next steps for whatever sexual health problem they're experiencing.
And you're good about just like, I was thinking about that class, just even sex ed 101, like one of the basic things we're missing in the sexual health world is most people don't even have sex education around their bodies. Like the first time I remember showing a patient, here's a mirror, watch what I'm doing. Let's talk about all your parts. They're like, no one has ever done this. And I've never taken a look down there.
Totally. And that's where we have to start foundationally with everyone, because without that baseline level of education, you don't get anywhere because people are carrying around shame. They're carrying around like misunderstanding. You know, we talk a lot about how women have orgasms through clitoral stimulation. Like that's mind blowing. We talk a lot about how, you know, oftentimes arousal comes before desire and to be able to use that as a tool for many women. So definitely these baseline levels of education and actually of pleasure, like acceptance, is a lot of work that we do just because there's such a deficit of that just generally in the world, I would say.
Yeah. I feel like your app is so good about just breaking down, debunking, like just everything. It really kind of takes everything we've learned as females in our botched up world around sexual health and everything, and really kind of has put it into a place where it's safe, it's normal, it's natural. You should be doing this. You should be touching yourself. You should be doing all these things that we were told, no, it's horrible back in the days.
Totally. And that those messages have negative ramifications, whether we like it or not. And so, you know, I think it's so important to kind of rewire those parts of your brain. And I've learned so much from so many people that to me truly is fascinating, but is also life-changing for myself and hopefully for, you know, everybody who's, who I, you know, patients and users and all that.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, it's really just incredible. How has it been receptive with like just where are patients now with it? I know your Instagram has blown up and grown and kind of where is it at? And are you doing kind of any evidence-based research around it? Like, hey, we've treated this.
Totally.
Now, or we've heard this.
Totally. Yeah. So, I mean, it's been really exciting. So our number one channel of growth has been actually through healthcare professionals. So like physicians, therapists, physical therapists, you know, anybody who treats sexual health or who comes into contact with it, rather, that's been our number one channel of growth. And so that's been super exciting for us. Our healthcare provider community is now about 3,300. So if there are any healthcare providers listening who want to use Rosie as a resource, you can sign up on our website, which is meetrosie.com, meetrosy.com. And so that has been super exciting. And we're thrilled. I mean, I'm so excited that 2 years, we're about to have our second birthday on February 14th.
Real?
So next Monday is our second birthday. And wow. I think it's so exciting that I think we have what is the largest database of women with, you know, sexual problems or questions. And of course, we are super protective of that data. We don't share it with anybody. We do de-identify it and then analyze it basically to understand if what we're doing is working and specifically what parts of that and those types of things. So we presented a poster at ISWISH last year about, you know, how users who use Rosie saw statistically significant improvement in their FSFI, so in their sexual function indicator. And actually, the more that they used Rosie, the more benefit they saw. And interestingly, the part of the app that showed the most benefit was erotica. So, I mean, it just all comes full circle. I'm presenting one later today that talks about how COVID affected users of the app. And so we looked at scores, FSFIs from spring of 2019 compared to spring of 2020 and saw some really interesting trends there. We also are looking back, we have a free text. So there's a questionnaire when users open the app and it asks at the end, what do you think could be contributing to, you know, your sexual problems? So we've learned a lot there too, that I think is original research, including how much sexual trauma, Heather, affects sexuality, which I know is, you know, such an important part of your work, and how much body image does. So that's really where we're creating a lot of our new content, is learning from users and then presenting that back to the medical and psychological communities.
You're one of the only people, and I think that's why, like I said, I just felt so bonded to you. So I was like, let me talk about trauma. No one's talking about it. It's kind of my forte. I honestly, what I find in my research, because I also work with human trafficking survivors, is that a lot of sexual dysfunction, which, I mean, of course, it's pain and other things, but a lot of it stems from a place of trauma. And it's trauma much different than we think of, oh, there was abuse. I mean, of course, that falls in. But trauma, just living in pain, is trauma. And having to kind of go through the process of being in pain and sex hurting and all these other pieces, oftentimes we don't think of trauma in maybe that type of way. And so that's where I feel like I love that you're putting that trauma component into it, because trauma rules my life on how I think about patients and how they respond to things.
Yeah, well, I can imagine. And I think it's such an important piece that's once again missing from medical training, that we don't take, especially as gynecologists, don't take into account how that can be, have such an effect on really all aspects of life. And so I think that us not only helping our users with that content, hopefully, and I didn't create it, it was done by trauma therapists, so just to be clear, but also to present that to our medical community, you know, to try to raise that awareness and have it once again another resource to hopefully address those things.
So real quickly, Tara's going to share us into widescreen. She wants to go on your website and kind of pop around on there so that people can kind of see that. So she's
moving
your screen. Okay, so here we go.
Yeah, so I wanted to just pull this up for those who are watching. If you're listening, go to the meetrosy.com. But basically, I was thinking too, like one of the other things that's so great about this particular app and website and everything is like, there also may be patients who aren't ready to take that next step into the doctor's office or into the provider's office. Maybe they just kind of want to sit at home, check it out, see if they want to. And so I love that they can do that in the privacy of their own home on their own time.
Well, thank you, Tara. And that's, that's what I was going to say is the reason why we did it as an app and not like a web-based platform is because, you know, you can be like in the doctor's office, not even for this complaint, and just scrolling your phone. You can be in the bath. You can be in the carpool line. You can be on your lunch break. And the point of this is to meet women where they are in their everyday lives, right? So we know, the three of us particularly, just the same as every other woman, that we are so busy. And oftentimes our sexual health falls to the bottom of the list, right? It falls to the bottom of the priorities. Everything else can come first. Our children, our work, our relationship. But we let this kind of go. Sleep, exactly.
Netflix. I always joke, I'm like, sleep or sex, sleep is always going to win that.
Sleep wins. Yes, we can't put those two up against one another. That's how I coach. I'm like, don't do sleep versus sex. But the point is that these are little bite-sized pieces of information that you can digest in 3 to 5 minutes. It's not disruptive to your day, and you can be improving your sexual health. So that's really the reason that we've sort of formatted it all the way that we have. And just like you were saying, many people, number one, don't feel that they have a problem that's big enough to talk to a doctor about. Like, they wouldn't want to make a whole appointment about it, but there's lots of room for improvement. But secondarily, people are, you know, very embarrassed about this stuff. And so for them to be able to just be a passive recipient of this evidence-based information, I think offers a lot of benefit. Because I'll see, like, when I see patients, you know, you can see the moment where they're trying to talk and they like can't get the words out. There's like a panic moment, you know, and it's like, it's okay. Like, everything's going to be fine. But I think for many people, just even thinking about that is a lot to overcome.
Oh, absolutely. And you guys kind of hit what I was going to next is that even if they know it's a big problem, like one of the, for better, for worse, what COVID has done for people is it's allowed more of a telehealth space, which we've never had before. And especially around issues of trauma, sexual dysfunction, orgasm, like people don't even want to look you in the eye. They can't even talk to their partner who they're most intimate with. So how are they going to even like talk to a healthcare provider? And a lot of people, and the data has shown, is that they want to talk to their healthcare provider. Mm-hmm. As you've said early on, healthcare providers don't know how to address these issues. So they don't know how to talk about it. Right. And so they don't bring it up. And so a patient isn't going to bring it up. They're not going to be like, hey, or it happens like in primary care, is your any other questions as you're walking out? Actually, I don't really like my husband anymore. And we haven't had sex in like 2 years.
Right. And that happens all the time. And I noticed that, like, so whenever I had this switch, I wasn't asking about sexual health before because I am like a very punctual person. I hate to be late for patients, and patients hate when you're late. And so like, I was like thriving on my punctuality, but then this whole like, you know, opportunity sort of presented itself to me, and I was like, oh, I better start asking people about this. Obviously now that's all I do. But so before, you know, it was like, so I started asking, and I remember asking one patient, like, any, you know, I really am interested in sexual health problems. They're really, really common. Do you have any you'd like to share with me? And she just had this face of just relief over her. And she shared with me, I really wanted to talk to you about this last year, but I couldn't get up the courage. And that was on me because I didn't ask her.
That is spot on. Like, my gosh, we're leaving them without,
without help. And it's like, the hardest part about it is it had been an entire year since I had seen her. So she had been suffering, right, without anyone to talk to. And I had not opened that conversation for her. So that to me, and it's like, if she verbalized that to me, just think about how much that happens and people don't tell us, or we are not aware, or because we're not asking. And so, you know, anyway, that's definitely a huge part. And so a lot of what I do actually is also resident and education, and also grand rounds, so that we can just get people to ask the question. And it's like, if this isn't your passion, I mean, you know, oncology is not my passion, or whatever else is not my passion, plastic surgery, women's sexuality is. If it's not yours, that is okay.
Find someone.
But let's get our network together, right? Let's get our pelvic floor PT. Let's get our sex therapist. Let's get our sex medicine doctor or specialist. Let's get a behavioral intervention like Rosie and bring it together for these women so that at least we can ask the question and then we can have a next step. That's all any of us are asking, is just those two steps for sure.
Yep. And it's hard in sex medicine. It's why I started my own practice and call my own shots now, because I'm like, I need that 90 minutes to an hour that insurance won't allow. I want to ask the question. And when I ask, like, have you had an orgasm? Do you touch yourself? Has this happened? It's like patients are like, I have never had anybody ask me these questions. They're a little intimidating, but after talking to them for the while, they're like, thank you. Thank you for asking. Yes. No, I haven't, or I'm scared, or heck no, I don't do that because I learned in my religion, or my parents said that's terrible or taboo. And half of what you do is breaking down the myths.
Absolutely. And I'm sure we all have the same experience, which is that people are apprehensive to get the conversation. Like, they're not going to start it. But when you're the one that's the conversation starter, people are like, blah, 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 you know, and it's like 20 years of pent up like questions and just all these. And it's like, it's such a liberating experience. And I'm sure that's why that when we do this, we're so passionate about it, because we can see that transformation from like coming in, shut down, hopeless, helpless, to like, oh, wow, like I can own this situation. I have next best steps. I mean, that is a huge transformation in a patient's life. And I'm sure one of the reasons I'm passionate about it, I'm sure y'all too.
Well, don't you even see it with your friends? They're like, oh gosh, here's the sex expert. Just sex her. They always kind of want to make you the butt of their joke, like no pun intended, but then they'll ask you 500 questions.
Yeah. And it's like, you're
that happens in my little Friday friends group every Friday where they're like, oh, okay, let's ask the resident sex expert over here.
Totally. I know it used to be at parties, people want to talk about their pregnancies with me, you know, like their OB stories. And now it's just their sex stories. I'm like, well, this is fine. Like, new phase of life. It's all good.
You know what though? That's just so, so awesome to hear that though, that people are just getting more comfortable and it's more mainstream.
I hope so. That's the idea for sure.
So one of the things with it being kind of February and Valentine's, and I kind of like to call it Galentine's because I really want it all about females. One of the things I saw that you had put out there recently is around body image. And it's one of the things that Tara and I continually talk about and really wanting our listeners to kind of hear about. You did an amazing initiative and I kind of want to talk a little bit about it because I thought it was so awesome. And I think it just kind of really hones in on like where this sexual health, discomfort, trauma, body image all kind of plays in hand in hand. So yeah, please kind of tell us about what started this. And I was so excited when I saw this little initiative around body image.
Well, thank you. Yeah. So, I mean, just like, so honestly, from the fifth question for any of the like professionals listening of the DSDS, so the Decreased Sexual Desire Screener, that is where we created our content for probably the first year and a half from Rosie. So I'm like, okay, we need menopausal content. We need pain content. We need partner content. So, but then after we sort of covered most of those bases, then we started pulling down from that other group. So users were writing in what was affecting them most, the number one thing that we saw that was affecting their sex life is body image. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, wow, this is really missing, I think, from the medical literature, because we don't really feel like that's our job, right? Like, we're not therapists, we're not going there. But that doesn't mean it's not affecting women. And so when we learned that, I'm like, oh man, we got to get on this, you know? And that's why we decided to create this class. We did it with Emma Schmidt, who's an ASECT certified sex therapist in Cincinnati. And she just, I mean, it's such a powerful class that really talks about, you know, where did our beliefs come from? How can we work on changing those beliefs? It has nothing to do with losing weight or having plastic surgery. It has everything to do with changing the relationship that we have with our body, the sort of love and acceptance that we have. And it's just so beautiful. And so, and actually that class is free for the entire month of February for anyone who has the app. So I would encourage everybody to check that out because it's work. I mean, I believe that we can all do, you know, I don't know that anyone has like a perfect relationship with their body. But something I think is such an interesting sort of, you know, tangent from that is this idea of boudoir photography. And that's the initiative, Heather, that I think you're referring to, which is that women. So I am involved in all kinds of crazy Facebook groups, y'all, but one of them.
Oh gosh, I could go on about that with crazy Facebook groups.
Crazy Facebook groups. And they're fabulous. I mean, they've been honestly amazing.
I've learned a lot from them. I'll be honest. Me too. I learn a lot from my patients.
Totally. And one of them talks frequently about boudoir photography. And honestly, until, you know, a little bit ago, I wasn't really aware of what that was or that this was a thing. And so anyway, the more I started to learn about it, I could really see that there can be. It's such a powerful experience for women because we go in feeling very nervous and self-conscious. And then the process of, you know, having these pictures taken, seeing ourselves in a way that maybe we've never seen ourselves before, it, you know, it can be just literally life-changing. And so we wanted to document that transformation for, you know, our the Rosie audience, for just women at large. And so we had a volunteer who did that, Haley. And it's just, it's been on a personal and a professional level, just such a wonderful experience because I've gotten to see such a transformation in her, such an increase in her confidence and her, actually her belief in herself about being able to do hard things and stepping outside of her comfort zone. While also, you know, trying to capture that and tell that story in a little 3-minute video. But I think we may have been successful based on the response.
To share your Instagram really fast because it was very moving to me. I listened to the video. I wanted our listeners to know where to go to hear this because
Let me share this real quick.
I'm so proud of Haley for stepping out of her comfort zone and just for you guys for putting it out there.
Well, thank you. I'm glad that it worked, like the telling the story the way we wanted to. And I also am so, so proud of Haley. Our Instagram for anyone who's listening is at meet_Rosie. And this was posted yesterday on February 9th. So if you want to go scroll to that post, it's honestly, I love it too.
Yeah, it's just true and heartfelt. And you totally can kind of see, we don't have the wording on here, but that was just Haley kind of telling her story and kind of going through the process. And it just was really beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And thanks for bringing it up.
That's so cool.
It's such important work that you're doing. And again, like I always talk to therapists all the time, people that deal with eating disorders and all these other things. And sexual health always finds its way into these kind of body image issues. And I think we forget to realize that, or again, forget to ask.
Absolutely. And it's there. Like you said, I mean, it's there in one way or another for pretty much everyone. And I think just having the resource to once again, to refer to, or to even just get the work started, and it may end that you need a therapist or something like that, that's fine. But just to have the first steps, you know, to get started on that journey, I think are really important. So,
and I love how you're so collaborative and so team centric on your app. Like you have therapists on there, you have pelvic floor PTs, you have medical, and you've really hit that biopsychosocial approach, which I don't think we can kind of hone in enough for people.
Yeah. Well, I mean, how can we do it any other way? You know what I'm saying? It's like, that's the important piece to me. I think that we are all better at what we do with the help of this community, and a patient would be sort of only partially sort of helped if it were just one of us trying to do it all. So I truly and firmly believe in that, not honestly, like especially for sexually health, but really for all aspects of health. And I hope that, you know, we can sort of show the way to other areas of medicine, and, you know, that about how a multidisciplinary approach really can make a bigger and more exaggerated difference in patients' life. So I love that part of what we do. I love that collaboration.
Absolutely. Are you comfortable telling us what your future is with Rosie, what we can expect to find and see in the next several months, years going forward?
Oh my gosh. Yes. I mean, I like am obsessed obviously with Rosie, and I actually spent all day just like dreaming about the future yesterday because I am getting ready to raise another round of funding, which is always, you know, like you're preparing to go to battle for your baby. And I honestly don't mind fundraising. I love it, but I also like to be very clear and prepared on where we're going and how we're going to get there. So for us, really, it's about expanding our reach to more healthcare providers. One of my goals is I want every single OBGYN in the country to know about Rosie. It will also be to continue to expand the content and actually present the content in a really specifically personalized way. So we'll be working a lot on that from the engineering side over the next year. Nice. We have some really exciting erotica initiatives coming up. So I think that that's always going to keep our users engaged and, you know, hopefully opening their mind to this idea of sexual freedom and fantasy, which I think is so powerful. And then, you know, we get a lot of requests from other countries. And so I almost feel like I want to hide under my desk that we're only available in the United States. So we will be kind of trying to address that as it's coming up too. I mean, I could go on. We're going to be looking at
I tried to tell my best friend in England about you, and she's like, I don't think I get the app. So I'm like, okay, stay tuned. Hopefully that's coming. That's really exciting.
Fingers crossed. Yes. It's all about spending money with lawyers. That's the only thing international.
Oh, Lord, yes. About, so. Yes. So anyway. Tell us again how everyone finds you. Give us your Instagrams, your handles, everything.
Oh, thank you. Okay. So the website is meetrosy, meetrosy.com. And, you know, if whomever's listening, women can find out more information about the app. Providers can sign up to be partners, which basically means we'll send you cards, like physical cards to share with your patients in the office. And also you can download the app completely for free in either app store. And there is a free component, which is all the educational videos and the community. And then the paid component is erotica and the classes. And that's $10 a month or $50 for 6 months. All healthcare providers, if they sign up first on our website, get complete access, because I want everybody who's recommending the app to have complete confidence in what they're recommending. And then our Instagram is at meetrosy, meet_rosy. And my personal Instagram is Lindsay, but my name is spelled funny. So it's at Lindsay, LYNDSEY, Harper, HARPER, MD. So those, I think, are most of our places where we're hanging out.
Awesome. I cannot thank you enough. And I've been looking so forward to this podcast for a while now. So thank you
for
being with us today and just sharing this amazing, amazing thing that you're doing for women, for people. It's not all about women, because it's two parts of the pie. So for women and their partners.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for having me and for all of the awesome work that y'all are doing. I cannot wait until hopefully 2022, maybe even this fall, we can be back at the fall conference.
Yes, who knows? We could be giving not virtual hugs to each other and kind of having some drinks and eating and sharing and everything around sexual health.
I know, it's so energizing. I never understood conferences until I got into all this. And it's so energizing to share that passion with other people who are passionate in this space. And so thanks for recreating that in a virtual format today for us.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. Yeah, thank you guys so much. This was, Heather and I have been literally like waiting. We're like, can February be here so that we can talk to Dr. Harper? But thank you for coming on. And for all of our listeners, just know that there are people out there who are working for you. So we are here for your questions. There are providers out there who are making amazing apps like this that you can use and utilize and read these blogs. I was just looking through the blogs. There's literally something for everyone.
Yes.
There is something for every aspect and everything that we are all going through in our own way. So thank you, Dr. Harper, for being here and sharing all of this great, great information with us. We will also link everything onto our Facebook site, so that'll be easy access for those of you who are following there on Facebook as well. So
awesome. Alrighty. Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate y'all so much.
Thank you so
much. Absolutely. Thank you. And everyone, please stay tuned. For next month, we're going to dive into transgender care. So that will be really, really interesting. We're hearing from an expert in the field of transgender medicine. So stick with us in March. And again, thank you, ladies, so much.
Absolutely. Have a great day, everyone. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye.